Hello and welcome to the Thursday, December 11th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Interesting thing going on yesterday with Sony. It turns out that Kaspersky published a write-up about a piece of malware that they found that was signed with a Sony certificate. The certificate was valid, so one of the concerns was that this certificate was stolen as part of this big compromise of Sony that currently everybody's talking about, and then the certificate was used now to sign malware in the wild. Well, part of this is true, part of it is not true. Included with the data dump that was widely published was a key file, and it turns out that the password for the key was just, well, the file name of that particular file. So someone took an existing malware sample and then used this key and signed this malware sample and submitted it to VirusTotal. Now, whenever you submit malware to VirusTotal, it's being sent then to various antivirus vendors, including Kaspersky. So Kaspersky saw the sample coming in via VirusTotal and then assumed this was something that was actually going around in the wild. So at this point, there is no malware that's being distributed widely that would use this certificate. However, it's of course possible that someone will come up with malware later on. This certificate has been marked as revoked, so it should no longer be trusted. But then again, certificate revocation is a tricky and unreliable mechanism, so I would still be careful. And actually, someone posted a comment to our diary about this with details about how to revoke or remove this certificate manually in Windows. But this just shows how complete the compromise of Sony has been. Of course, a big question mark here is how badly the development environments and such at Sony were compromised, given that things like this secret key leaked, and maybe software that is now being still published by Sony does include malicious backdoors without Sony knowing. Then we got a couple of users reporting SSH brute forcing attempts that seem to target D-Link devices with a user ID of D-Link. If you do have an SSH honeypot or something like this that would provide a little bit more insight, let me know. While we did have a number of users reporting it, I haven't really seen it yet in our honeypots, so don't necessarily know what kind of passwords they're trying or what they're trying once they log in. And WordPress is in the news again, and yes, not in a good way. This time it's InfiniteWP. InfiniteWP is not really part of a core WordPress, but it's an addition that allows you to manage a multiple installation from sort of a little single dashboard. Turns out it has a SQL injection vulnerabilities, and then also the passwords are just stored as a simple SHA-1 hash. So something you certainly should patch as quickly as possible, and you probably also want to limit access to that admin panel as much as possible. Only the administrator that administers all of the different WordPress instances needs access to it, so you probably even can limit that to a couple of IP addresses. And sticking with patches, X-Windows, the windowing system that's being used to implement GUIs in many Unix-type operating systems, suffers from a number of vulnerabilities that can lead to arbitrary code execution. Now, X-Window is pretty old, so no big surprise that some of these vulnerabilities date back to 1987. Various Unix distributions should come up with patches shortly, so just wait for the particular patch to arrive. But remember, yesterday I told you that it takes about a day or so for people to report problems with Microsoft patches. This month, the problematic patch appears to be the Exchange server patch. Remember, this was the patch that was actually delayed from November. Microsoft originally planned to publish this patch in November, but found some issues just ahead of the release day, so they pushed it to December. I guess they didn't find all the issues. The most common symptom I have seen users report is that you can no longer connect to Exchange using Microsoft Outlook. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.